91X News.
It's 10 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Olivia Waldriff. Teachers in Ontario's public elementary schools are moving towards a strike. The Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario and the government met with a mediator today amid tense contract talks. Union President Sam Hammond says the government isn't taking bargaining seriously, and he has requested a no-board report, which puts them in a legal strike position 17 days after it is issued.
You would think that after our members providing a 98% strike vote last week, that the government would actually come to the table today and bargain in good faith. They have not done that yet again.
Hammond says the parties are set to meet again next week. Elizabeth May has announced she is no longer the leader of the Federal Green Party. May told a news conference today that she's stepping down as leader effective immediately. She says this is not a new decision. She's fulfilling a promise she made to her daughter, Kate.
In about 2016, when I decided I was going to have to stay on through the 2019 election, I absolutely swore to her. Last time, I promised. She said, Mom, if you change your mind. So last time, I promised her in 2016 the 2019 campaign would be it. And unlike politicians who say, I want to spend more time with my family and then go off sadly, I'm very excited to know that I'll have time with my husband and time with my daughter and my extended family, and that I keep my promises.
Deputy Leader Joanne Roberts will take over as the new head of the Green Party. A 19-year-old man is scheduled to appear in Napanee Court after going the wrong way on the 401. Police say yesterday around 2 a.m., officers of the Lennox and Addington County Detachment of the OPP responded to a two-vehicle collision on the Highway 401 after a man traveling westbound crashed into the front of an SUV eastbound near Odessa. There were no injuries. Police determined the man had been drinking and arrested him. He has also had his license suspended and his vehicle impounded for 7 days. LNA County OPP have charged the Kingston man with driving while impaired, operating a motor vehicle while over the legal blood alcohol limit, and resisting a police officer. The accused was released on a promise to appear in court and will do so on November 19th at the Ontario Court of Justice in Greater Napanee. New restrictions on the use of cell phones in classrooms across Ontario go into effect today. Steve Henningar has more.
The directive says students can only use cell phones during instructional time if it's for educational, health, or special needs purposes. Some schools already have similar policies, but the directive sets a provincial standard. The Doug Ford government conducted education consultations last year, and respondents overwhelmingly favored some sort of restriction on phones in class. A 2015 London School of Economics and Political Science paper found that student performance in high-stakes exams significantly increases with a ban on mobile phones. Steve Henniger, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Boston Pizza in Belleville will be donating 10% of all their sales to a local nonprofit organization. The Quintyfield Naturalists are an organization that specializes in nature education, conservation, and research in Hastings and Prince Edward County. The fundraiser takes place tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. A long-awaited legal look into whether the U.S. remains a safe country for refugees begins today at a federal court in Toronto. Stephanie Leavitz has more.
At issue is the Safe Third Country Agreement, a deal between Canada and the U.S. that forbids people from claiming asylum at official border crossings between the two countries. But the deal has come under intense scrutiny in recent years as the U.S. has moved to tighten its asylum rules and regulations. Refugee advocacy groups say now the U.S. is no longer safe for refugees, and applying the agreement in Canada violates asylum seekers' rights. The federal government is arguing that the U.S. asylum system still functions and provides adequate protection. The hearing is scheduled to run until Friday. Stephanie Leavitz, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he's reaching out to Western provinces who feel they are being ignored. Emily Joveski has the details.
Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he fully understands the sentiments of Western alienation. Ford says he's offered to host a face-to-face meeting in Toronto with all the premiers and territorial leaders. He says the idea came up in a recent conversation with New Brunswick Premier Blaine Higgs and Saskatchewan Premier Scott Moe. Ford has been positioning himself lately as a unifying force in Canada, saying he's never seen the country more divided than after the federal election. Emily Drabeski, The Canadian Press.
11 Canadian senators are forming a new caucus aiming to make sure regional issues get their due in the upper chamber. Terry Pedwell has the story.
A statement from the new Canadian senators group says it was founded to make sure the will of the majority in the Senate does not always trump regional interests. Regional representation is a growing concern in Parliament after the recent federal election returned the Liberals with a minority government in the House of Commons, but with no seats in either Alberta or Saskatchewan. Six senators from the new group were appointed by Stephen Harper, but only two still sat as Conservatives until today. The other nine were all part of the independent senators group that was formed after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau moved to make the Senate less partisan. Terry Pedro, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
U.S. President Donald Trump is threatening to cut funding to California for aid during wildfires. Chuck Siverston has more.
President Trump tweeting that he may withhold federal wildfire aid from California, saying they haven't managed their forest land well. To reporters at the White House.
You got fires eating away at California every year. Because management is so bad, the governor doesn't know, he's like a child.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has responded, tweeting, quote, "You do not believe in climate change. You are excused from this conversation," says the governor. Also, the federal government, not the state, manages a majority of California forest land. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
That's news on 91X to 406. Sports is next.
You need to train your employees. Where can you get funding? Where do you start?
Start here. Loyalist Community Employment Services. With the Canada Ontario Job Grant, you could be eligible to receive up to $10,000 per employee to help offset training costs like tuition, textbooks, and more. Call Loyalist Community Employment Services today and ask about the Canada Ontario Job Grant.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada and the Government of Ontario.
Loyalist Community Employment Services. Dundas Street, Belleville. Right beside Pinnacle. Start here.
The Loyalist Lancers have some basketball action at home this Tuesday. Michael Sukit has more.
The Loyalist Lancers host the Durham Lords on Tuesday in a basketball doubleheader. Tip-off time for the women is at 6 p.m. and the men start at 8 p.m. The women are off to a perfect start, winning all three of their games. They have averaged 74.3 points per game. Brittany Mason currently leads the team with 60 points, and they are currently first place in the OCAA East. The men's team has won three games and lost one so far. They have scored more than 100 points in two of their first four games. Rookie Ebenezer Teglezi currently leads the team with 65 points. They currently sit second in the East, only behind the Georgian Grizzlies.
U.S. President Donald Trump has welcomed the World Series champion Nationals to the White House today, although more than half a dozen players skipped the ceremony on the South Lawn.
The First Lady and I are thrilled to welcome to the White House the 2019 World Series champions, the Washington Nationals.
Trump applauded the team's first win in franchise history, calling it a comeback story for the ages. Of the 25 players on Washington's World Series roster, 18 were in attendance, including manager Dave Martinez. The Toronto Blue Jays have acquired right-handed pitcher Chase Anderson from the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers received AA first baseman Chad Spanberger in return. Anderson went 8-4 with a 4.21 earned run average in 32 appearances this past season, including 27 starts. The Ottawa Senators look to establish some consistency when they visit the New York Rangers in NHL action tonight. The Senators have alternated wins and losses over the last four games and are coming off a 5-2 loss at Boston on Saturday. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight, mainly cloudy, a few showers, beginning after midnight, winds south 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming light early this evening. Wind becoming southwest 20 after midnight, low 8. Tomorrow, a few showers ending near noon, then clearing. Wind southwest 20 kilometers an hour, becoming light early in the morning. Wind becoming west 20, gusting to 40 early in the afternoon. Temperature falling to 6 in the afternoon. At 4:10, it's 10 degrees. QNET News, on the air on 91X, and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Olivia Waldriff, News on 91X, next at 5.